Can you tell me the story that you told me about the dining table?
Yeah. Yeah, so at the tables, we have two courses every day, and each course needs to be cleared somehow, some way. And that's not something the counselors do, something the campers do. So the only way to kind of get the campers to do it is, or I should say the only fair way, is using a raffle. So we have a bunch of old standbys, classics, the horse and goggle, shoot a number, pick a number between 1 and 100, you know, a rock, paper, scissors, shoot, whatever. So the kids know these, they're kind of tired of them. So at some point, maybe 2013 or 2012, I couldn't tell you where it began, but somehow, some way, we turned the pick a number between 1 and 100 raffle into a song. I didn't know it at the time, but very catchy song, and the kids just loved it. But the beauty of it was that they could all kind of rock out, and they get excited about it. So it goes a little bit like this. You start off with a big like jet engine taking off, just I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 100, 1 and 100, 1 and 100. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 100, 1 and 100, go. And you start the raffle, and by this point, everyone's rocking out. They're all shaking in their seats, they're all dancing. And they've forgotten that the raffle has even begun. And before they know it, somebody's clearing, and they're having a great time. And that's kind of the magic of the place, and just being able to spin this thing that to some would be torture, scrape plates and bowls, and turn it into this thing that lives beyond the table. And the song itself, it lives today. I have people coming up to me, 8 to 9 years later, saying, "Oh, I remember that song from your table." I'll just find myself at school singing. I'm thinking of a number between. And that's, I think the magic of what we can do to turn those little moments into something that really sticks.